I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. A golf course in Scotland, loans from a Chinese bank, hotels all over the world. Yeah, there are more than just a few things that set Donald Trump apart from past U.S. presidents. Trump has substantial financial holdings and business interests, both in the U.S. and abroad. And that's got journalists digging into what that could mean for his presidency. Eric Lipton is a correspondent with the New York Times based in Washington, D.C. I'd like you to start by giving us a hypothetical involving a foreign country and one of Trump's business interests that could potentially confront the Trump White House, a conflict that would interfere with separate policy decisions Trump has to make.
Well, he has loans from the Bank of China. Therefore, he owes money to the Bank of China. And so that's an issue. Maybe they say, well, you know, theoretically, you know, could you do this to make that small change and then we could do something that might help you? Now, that certainly would not happen, but that's something that theoretically could happen.
And China, of course, presents all sorts of geopolitical complications.
Right. He also is in one of his buildings. The Bank of China is a tenant in Trump Tower. So the trouble is that we don't know the full reach of all of his investments and who of all of his partners are. So it just makes it difficult to have complete visibility into actions he's taking and the potential benefits that those actions create to parties that we just don't know. Again, theoretically, I can't imagine this would happen. You wanted to get rid of a debt, you could take a small action that would benefit a particular country or a particular party, and that could compensate them many more times than the outstanding amount that was owed. I'm never suggesting that that's something that he would do, but if something like that happens, you want to be able to see it and know that it's irrelevant. And the trouble is we don't have that kind of visibility into all of his ownings, all of his debts and assets, and to know that properly.
Has there ever been a U.S. president with so many potential conflicts of interest between their businesses and what they may end up by formulating in the White House?
I don't think so. I think he's the wealthiest modern president and perhaps the wealthiest president in American history. We don't actually know just how wealthy he is, so it's a bit difficult to evaluate that. But I don't think there's ever been a president that has anywhere in close the number of potential conflicts as Trump has.
I know it's hard to adjust for inflation, but wealthier than Kennedy?
Yes. I think we're talking about billions of dollars, some number of billions. Yes, I think so.
What then is the law when it comes to a president and his or her private business interests?
Well, I mean, the president and the vice president are among the only federal employees who are exempt from the standard conflict of interest rules that apply to almost every other federal employee. So he can proceed with the assets in his name under the control of his children and most likely avoid any violations of rule or law. But that doesn't mean that it isn't something that will constantly be a subject of public scrutiny and of calls for investigations and of questions about whether or not he is benefiting financially because of his actions. That's why the Wall Street Journal has said Trump should, in fact, sell his assets. I mean, he's now president. He should sell all of his buildings and other assets, take the cash, put it into a blind trust in which someone handles that investment. He doesn't know how that money is being invested. Then he won't have any conflicts. But if he maintains control of the buildings and his names are on the buildings, so it's hard to put that into a blind trust, then there's always going to be questions about whether or not he's taking steps to benefit his family's own interest, even if it's not a violation of the rule or the law.
I mean, Donald Trump says he's handing over business duties to his children in a blind trust. At the same time, he's bringing at least Ivanka into his kind of inner circle, part of his team. How is that all going to work out?
Yeah, I mean, what he described at one point as a blind trust, it's ridiculous. It's not a blind trust. When you turn over your assets to your children to run, children that you're in constant contact with, that's not a blind trust. And so that's an incorrect use of the term. And even if he were to say, okay, I'm going to turn it over to my children, they're going to run the business, I'm not going to interact with them that much. In fact, I mean, just yesterday, the first meeting he has with a foreign leader, Ivanka Trump is there present at that meeting.
Right.
So, you know, if she's running the international chain of hotels that he operates and she is meeting with the prime minister of Japan, I mean, it already creates an appearance of, well, who knows? Maybe they want to open a hotel in Japan. I mean, he's not even sworn in. There's already the appearance of a conflict of interest.
Are there any world leaders in similar situations to Donald Trump?
I mean, in certain parts of the world, you know, there's this mixing of political power and economic power, and it becomes a problem. It's something the United States has really tried to stay away from.
Eric Lipton with the New York Times. Thank you very much.
Thank you.